Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, and this is Psychics Gone Live. We have a really Psychics Gone Wild night with two great guests, with our lovely Amy Kavanaugh standing by waiting to host us the program. And what we're going to do with Psychics Gone Wild is we're going to start out with a very beautiful song from one of our first guests. So everybody sit back, relax, enjoy the time. It's Friday night, and here we go with Amazing and Be Still by Reverend Jay. Simply beautiful. And those of you who are on tonight know that we're going to have fun like we always do. Here we go, Amy. Where are you, Amy?
I'm right here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. And we have had the week of technical wildness of all times. And the big joke all week has been on Psychics Gone Wild. When Amy gets on, it'll be perfect tonight. And we started to go on. And the first thing is your first guest, Reverend Jay's music, wanted to wait a minute. And then it came in and scared even me because it... We had a little bit of all three songs.
So. I know, it's crazy. Hold on. I'm trying to find something here. Can you still hear me?
Still hear you, and just really glad that we've got this show tonight. You have two of your really people you've asked for. We were gracious to have Reverend Jay on tonight, and we also have Ceci from the Chefs and Cuisine on her show. And both very strong people, very competent people. They're working here to help us. We'll be working with Chef Ceci later on in the show. So you guys sit back and relax. We've been talking to last night. Our guest, unfortunately, Patty McLean, was under the weather. So we were going to do the show, me and Aurora was. So I want you guys to let me know if there is anything that you do feel to bear with us tonight, because we do have a reverend here too, and I also have some other people here that are really excited about having Reverend Jay, which he will be here in just a second. I've got him on the show and looking at the number over here. Reverend Jay, can you hear me?
I can.
Great. We thank you and we welcome you. Thank you for being so gracious to come on this Friday night with Amy. And Amy, here's your guest, Reverend Jay. I think we've got all our things tied up. We've got the numbers in.
Yeah, we got the numbers in. The only thing I don't have, I am not in the chat because I have a little wireless internet card that I lent to my brother, and he doesn't know where it is, but it's okay. So if you have something important to say and you're saying it in chat, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just not in there. So, but I think I got my phone working. We've had this. Oh, this was crazy. A couple weeks ago, I was doing the Friday night show, and my phone would just take upon itself to invite people to the show. And it turned out, oh, I already told this story. And it turned out this, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's Wiccan. He's my friend. He's goofy. It's not even the Wiccanness that makes him goofy. The Wiccanness, fine. He's just goofy. And his phone was calling him, too. So he must need some. So it's down the Tampa area. So we'll send some positive energy down to this guy in Tampa who's our phones. We have phones gone wild. So, yeah, I love Reverend Jay because a big important and part of my journey, and everyone's journey is different, and it's important that you honor your journey. And it's not and however it plays out is it's your sacred journey. For me, a bunch of things happened, and Jesus became a bigger part of my journey than maybe some other people. And then it was a big part of Reverend Jay's journey as well. So I always like having him on because I'm really big about building. There's so much separation right now, and the negative forces in the world, you know. You want to call it negative energy, Satan, whatever you want to call it, it is working to make our lives difficult. And we seem to be able to overcome it on a daily basis with the radio show, but there's a lot of forces out there trying to create separation where we really need unity. So try to look beyond the different words that people use to describe their journey, and try to find the commonality in the experience and the feelings if the words aren't resonating. Because I think the deeper you get into this, you really do see that it is all pretty much the same. And then the chef, I love her. She's just so wise and funny, and that's a good combination because it's hard to be funny if you're not wise. So anyway, so it'll be a great show.
A very great show. Our topic tonight. I apologize. Tonight when we did our topic, the topic we came up with happiness, spiritual happiness. And I would like to ask our honored guest, Reverend Jay, when we say spiritual happiness, what does that refer to you, Reverend Jay? What comes to mind when someone tells you that? They have spiritual happiness.
That's a great, the reason why I really wanted to do the show is because I'd like to convey a bunch of things that I think people misinterpret all the time, and that's about psychic and religion, and they're two very strong words, and a lot of times they're misinterpreted. Would you mind if I just started out with a little prayer for everybody?
I love that, Reverend. Go ahead.
Okay, Divine Heavenly Creator God, please fill us all with the divine light of your love. Let us all meld into oneness of truth. Bring in the best and highest angels that will bring perfect peace to all who are listening now and in the future. Surround us with 100,000 angels to hold us in the light of God's protection. We honor you and we bring true glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And I like to start everything with a prayer because it kind of centers us and it brings in the energy that we want to convey in, and so it kind of makes it a little bit less threatening. So, and if I you know, don't worry about interrupting me if you want to get a word in edgewise.
We welcome you to come in. We're just very grateful. Your music was very beautiful, and I do, Reverend, have to apologize to you thoroughly. I promised you we would only play it during the show, and Kelly promptly got on to play Wednesday night, and she played it, and Blog Toss lost 276 shows, went completely blanked out. So I feel that whatever the energy and the light work that you're doing, keep doing it, because everybody's a lot happier after that. So whatever was going on that night, I think you took out something scary that was in your father and all of us for months.
One other thing I want to say is somebody said that they're hearing breathing on the phone. I don't think it's me, but I have been told I'm a heavy breather. So that was just in the chat room, and I'm hearing it. So I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention.
It's what they're saying, and it just I think what it is me and Amy have had this before. I got a new headset, and I was real proud, so it could be mine too. But what we've got happening is it didn't do it on Psychics Gone Wild last night, or it didn't do it on Living in the Psychic Realm, but we're having so much energy that we are getting to begin all of this strengthening. So I do know that, you know, as Reverend was saying, Amy, I know that me and Amy have had a couple times where we've had another person talking to on the show, like we had a party line, and we joked because Amy goes out on her phone and brings people in. She is our little mermaid that catches them and then brings them in to us, and we're going... I had a friend tonight call me, and Amy talked about today doing a class, and they're talking about doing a class down here in Florida. So we will be doing a class where they can come down, learn the metaphysical, and work with me and Amy one-on-one in December. We'll put it together and get a time for everybody and do a weekend class. I have a lot of you coming to Arizona to the class in Sedona. And Reverend Jay, let some people know how they can get a hold of you outside of the show so they can speak with you or talk to you later.
Okay, well, I have two things going on that are going on in my life. First off, I'm at environmental-life-ministries.org. It's a nonprofit organization that I started, and I would like to just chat on it just a little bit, and I can do it later because you wanted to talk about psychic happiness.
Yeah, do it now. Okay, we'll start talking about something else, so do it now.
Well, there's just a couple of things that I'd like to bring to everybody's attention about things that are going on in our planet. And Environmental Life Ministries, for the last 9 months I've been down in Florida, and I started this nonprofit organization. And the reason why is because I'm a master gardener, and I am concerned about the food supply for the United States and the world, believe it or not. And, you know, with the heat wave that we've been going through, a couple of really important things are happening with our world because of this climate change. Number one is we've planted in the United States, and it affects us the most because we used bioengineered seed from Monsanto, and not that I'm calling names, but they own the largest number of patents of seed in the United States. From the time the courts determined seed could be patented, and then they went full bore, and now they hold the majority of patents for all seed produced in the United States. Some of that bioengineered seed, one of the bad side effects of it is that it produces, in drought, it has a higher failure rate. And so we went through this big drought that, you know, this year, and we're going through another drought next year, which will be even more, hit us even harder. But the reason why I'm mentioning it is because it's not really being discussed right now, and it's not being discussed in the political arena either. But when you have crop failure, if you have a small farm, you know, you lose a little patch of land. When you plant fields and fields of wheat that's bioengineered and you have a drought, what it does is it kills all of that wheat, but in the attempt to save its life, the wheat reaches down into the soil and it steals all of the nutrients that are left in the soil trying to save its life. And so when you have these mass fields of and we go into drought, it literally ruins your topsoil 10 inches down, which is something that, you know, people aren't talking about yet, but they're saying, oh, prices will rise, and, you know, but I think we're in for an even larger scale problem. And so because of that, I felt like, you know, what can I do? What can I do, you know, as me as an individual, and then maybe me as an organization. So I did start this organization, and I'm teaching community and church gardens. And the reason why I do community and church, church gardens have a community already that are like-minded people. They care about each other. They have a commonality. And a church garden has a workforce that's available and will have great camaraderie, because when you work in a garden with people together, you have great socialization. You have the great experience of producing food together. And, you know, at the end of the season, you actually have a food supply to help the poor, or to help your church's poor, or to help the community's poor. And you also have food that you possibly could, you could have, you know, a church picnic, just like the pilgrims did in the beginning.
Great. And I want to, and I thank you. We're on that topic. And those of you who know, we've also got our other guest that's on tonight, and we're going to be bringing in is from Quantum Healing, and that's going to be Chef Ceci in her Tasty Bites from Heaven. Those of you who have heard, she has this really great way of, just like Reverend Jay is doing here, letting us know all these little tidbits about this stuff we love to eat so much. Reverend Jay, you had brought up, and one thing everyone knows, that you also are a healer, and you have worked with some people like in Canada and Peru, you know, and can you explain to me a little bit about the EFT tapping?
I'd love to talk about, I've worked with so many healers and so many psychics, and some of the greatest things that I do are healing. Besides this ministry that I, of the Environmental Life Ministries, the other place that you can reach me at is I do readings and I do healings through the network of Christian psychics. So in regard to that, I do a lot of healing. I've done psychic surgeries and I've done quantum healing. I don't want to drop a bunch of names, but I study with, you know, I could tell you, Sandra Ann Taylor. You know, I've actually done some work with Doreen Virtue. You know, I can name a gamut of people that seem really important. But there is this one girl out of New York who I need to give credit to. Her name, she comes on to Blog Talk. She's Seek the Light Within. And her name is Margaret Bryant. And she's the one that actually got me into doing psychic surgery. And I'd like to just tell a little bit about that, because through all my studying of healing, I've kind of developed my own healing technique, and quantum healing is at the nucleus of a cell. And, you know, there's like 10 trillion cells in every person's body, or 10 to the 13th, I think is what it is. So it's about 10 trillion. Well, every cell in your body can be controlled by your mind, because your body is just a shell. And your mind is the controller of the healing, or the when you're feeling illness or dis-ease, it's caused, the mind's telling you stop, or you need to change, or something needs to change. And if you're not listening, it results into dis-ease. And I believe all disease can be cured. And I think it can be cured through quantum, I call it quantum healing, because you're going right to like the nucleus of a cell, and you're causing transmutation, and through any energy manipulation. And so when you do healing like that, I've actually repaired people's backs, I've sewn I've psychically sewn, ripped, and teared muscles. I've removed retinal eye retinas in the eye and replaced them and reshaped them, and with much success. And plus, I also use all my healing technique background. So I do like a form of Reiki. I do because I have really healing hands. Like the energy in my hands is really strong, or it comes through. It's not even my healing. It comes through me. I'm just a conduit. And so I just manipulate the energy into where people are having dis-ease and make corrections.
Very phenomenal. I can feel the energy with you and with the healing Reiki energy that we have tonight with Amy, and I just feel very grateful. We had a lot of questions with different ones, and I'm trying to catch all of you as quick as we can, and I really was excited here when the Reverend, when you were just talking, we have one of our family and one of our own who, on Psychics Gone Wild, who's hurt her back, and you were talking about doing this. Is this something that you can do with some of this healing and tearing like they do with like the Reiki, with being a master? I know that I've seen Reiki and seen people work over the telephone with Reiki and heal people through the phone to the DNA.
Yes, I actually do distant healing all the time. It's like one of my strong things. I have people calling me all the time to get healing, and I do everything. Like I've even repaired tonsils and stuff through distance healing.
I like
that.
That's
amazing. And it's just so beautiful. Everything you're speaking of was just so beautiful. You know, these days, especially, you know, you were talking about going back to talking about the church, you know, until recently, I really didn't think, like, you know, and I think most of us thought that spirituality became a private thing because the churches became so dysfunctional or unappealing to us. But, you know, what a beautiful idea to be able to take Jesus to someone in the form of food or vegetables from the earth, as opposed to in the form of, like, waving this book in your hand, screaming obscenities at them.
Well,
and it's just so, it's just so beautiful. We have lost our sense of community. I think that's one of the things that we really like about Psychics Gone Wild is that we have created a community. But, you know, some of these things, and Chef will be talking about some of this stuff as well. I mean, there's some negative energy out there, and some of them take the form of corporations. And while this genetically modified seed was supposed to be something that was going to, you know, cure famine, and perhaps it did start as a well-intentioned thing, it's now placing a real threat on our very survival. For exactly the way he explained it about how it just doesn't kill the crop, it's gonna kill the soil. So this idea of, I know that community gardens are popping up all over the place, and they're just a beautiful way to, because we don't know our neighbors anymore. You know, we don't know our neighbors. We come home late from work and we crawl into the house and whatever, and the possibilities are just amazing with the work you're doing.
On religion, I just want to, you know, I study, I'm a, like what you would call a bookworm. I love to investigate, and I love to get to the nitty-gritty stuff and read it and try to figure out and get my own perception. And because I'm a minister and I am ordained and licensed, I've done a lot of biblical study. And I live the word. I go to nursing homes and I do free shows. I post them on my website when I'm going, and people can come and watch me, you know, sing and play for people in adult facilities, nursing homes. I do it all up and down the East Coast. The one thing that it really bothers me that isn't being conveyed about the love of Jesus is that we always hear about Jesus and everybody goes to the crucifixion, which is the wrong place to go. The thing that we need to go to which ties in the love of Jesus to everyone, is the atonement. He freed us. He gave us freedom. He died for our sins. The atonement is what we need to look at. We need to look at the atonement, and we need to look at our own self-forgiveness, because we are our judges. We judge ourselves, and we put our condemnation on ourselves. Once you free yourself through forgiveness of the things that you've done wrong, I mean, you don't walk there anymore. You know they're wrong. Okay, everybody makes mistakes. That's the experience. We're here to experience. And if you want to experience happiness and peace and serenity, then you need to start with yourself. And like I wrote some affirmations and I posted them. I do a lot of blogging because it helps me get clarity in thought, and it helps me convey things. I want people to love themselves. You know, God, you are God's seed. You would not be here if God did not breathe the breath of life in you. Jesus is the Redeemer. God is the Creator. Without his breath, not one of us would be here. Without God's breath in you, you would not be alive. So therefore, you are of divinity. You are of God. And once you realize that in that, you know, that you have all that's available in the heavens here on earth. It says it biblically. Everything that I speak of, I reference biblically through the King James Version. But I've also studied A Course in Miracles. I've studied, numerous other religions. So, if you really want happiness, it has to come by you forgiving yourself and forgiving everyone that you've done wrong to. You'll wake up and you'll be like, oh my God, things are good. And you'll be like, wow.
I love it. Well, we've got a little bit of audience tonight in the room. And so, Amy, we were having questions for you Sunday, and we've had them back with some family. They're wanting to know, how do they get to those groups? If you've had a parent die and you're there and you have a parent there that's with you and you're trying to find a group, where do you go to get into the groups for grieving when you've lost a loved one like that?
Well, there's a lot. I have to tell you that the grief groups that are offered through hospice and locally are pretty painful. The word woundology comes to mind. They just kind of, everyone goes around the room, and it's like going to AA where everybody goes around and tells about their last drunk. It was like, wait, why are we talking about this? Why don't we, you know, it just focuses on the suffering instead of the healing. I have found a lot of groups just hit or miss online on Facebook. A lot of them have to do with afterlife and things like that. And I will put a list together. I'll put a list together for everybody. Been going in a lot of different directions. You know, I'm not saying that all of the, but you have to understand that grief is such a private and sacred thing, and everyone grieves differently. So then in like the hospice situation or a community-run grief group, they just put all these people in the room and kind of shoot to the middle. And common response, not just of me, is they leave feeling worse than they went. So really what I did, I mean, one group that I just really adore is called Channeling Eric, and it's channelingeric.com, and it's Eric with a K. Now, I don't want to promote one over another, but that is not, this is just a woman. She lost her son to suicide through a crazy set of things that happened, you know, that we all admit that when we are, you know, and that's really when the miracles happen, is when we've been beaten down into a point where we're willing to accept miracles. You know, nobody wants a miracle when the whole world's running, you know, they think they're living the miracle when they've got all the stuff and the bliss, and that's a big difference, the difference between bliss and happiness. Bliss is fleeting, bliss is self-serving, happiness is infectious, and it can't be taken away when your circumstances change. At least that's in my definition. Again, these are just words. So I'll put a list together, but it's really just trial and error. You know, go to a group if they're talking your language, if you feel commonality with them. You know, stick around. If you don't have to explain yourself. Just excuse yourself. Becky and I are in a group, and we can't get these people to move. They just hold on to their grief like it is a $1,000 bill or something. And I understand it, because if you let go of that grief without, you know, with the existing grief models, you let go of the grief, you're letting go of the love. And that is not how it is. Love cannot die. We've learned, you know, that there's very... I'm trying to help my brother is probably going to be going to the other side, and I work in hospice, and I try to explain to people that are getting ready to go, it's really not that much different. You know, it's not a big deal. It is not a big deal. Just, you know, it's like, you know, it's like walking, you know, it's like you're driving your car and one day, you know, you're in Georgia and then suddenly the wheels turn a couple more times and you're in Florida. Nothing really happened. It's very, very important. It's very, very hard in this day and age to process grief, because people don't, your friends and family, they don't like it. Work doesn't have time for it. There's a big incentive to just take an antidepressant and, you know, and avoid it. But the only cure for grief is to grieve. It has to work through your body. So that was a long version. We will try to get a list together. In fact, maybe what we could do is we can start a start a chat group for some people on one of the other nights, and we can together explore some of the different options. Off the top of my head, the one place where I know a lot of people find comfort and commonality is this group called Channeling Eric. The woman was on, a lot of people found her through Huffington Post. So I'll just leave it at that for right now. And my goal between now and next week will be to set up a separate, we'll just start as a chat so everyone has, because sometimes I like the chat where it's just going in a million different directions and you get sub-conversations and stuff. So we'll start a Greek chat this week.
Very great idea. You know, Amy, you're always out there, and Reverend Jay, we welcome you. We're going to let number 203 get in. We've got a lot of callers. We're pretty well full, so please hold back from calling 773-897-6461 tonight, because 203, you got in. You're our breather. How are you, 203?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, I'm teasing you. How you been?
Okay.
You can tell here we've got a little bit of a show. Tonight, our spiritual happiness is the conversation. We're all welcoming anyone to put in their input. Would you? We were looking for a musician tonight to put some of our poetry friends, whose name happens to be Jan Drake Bakke, a phenomenal poetress and a gifted person living in Nevada. Would you have an idea of how would we go about doing that?
No.
Come on now. Jump in there. What happens if somebody has a song and they want it played? Where would you take them? What would be your first place you would take them as a musician?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I won't tease you, but I know who you are. And I know where you live. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. You know where you live. 203, welcome aboard. Reverend Jay here tonight. Phenomenal Friday night of Amy Kavanaugh. We've got tons of people. Do you have a special question you'd like to answer?
Yes, I have a general reading.
Okay. What we've got here is we've got going on with energy and tonight with the spiritual happiness. I'd like to go ahead, and Amy, would you like to do that? I don't know. We can only give you a few minutes, and I apologize for a general because we're only able to do one question because we've got about 18 people behind you. But if you'll go ahead and give her something specific, we could do it that way.
Uh-huh. Just whatever, I guess, whatever message you get, whatever changes, I guess.
Yeah, well, changes are the big thing, is that everybody's going through major changes right now, and I think for a lot of people, and I'm especially feeling it for you right now, is that we're going to have to go through some, you know, everyone's waiting for, like, the job, the relationship, the house, the, you know, the thing, but everything is transitory. So I think that right now with some of the things that you are trying to get settled in your life, and I'm not really picking up right now whether it is relationship. I'm feeling that it's more a job, financial thing, but I don't want to get all bogged down in that right now, that you're going to have to get to where you want to be in a series of baby steps. So anything that you find yourself doing or involved in, don't get caught up in the fact like, oh, this is my lot in life. This is it. They're just, you're going to be going through a little series of little stepping stones, little stopping off places on the way to what's really going to be, you know, your life's work, you know, the life that you've created in your life's work. So I think there's going to be some things that I'm feeling like the jobs that and they might even just be tasks within your job. It might not mean, you know, that you have to go get a different employer and take a new drug test and stuff like that. That's really what I'm getting, is that don't feel like anything, that any situation that you're in, at least until now and the end of the year, is this is all it is. It's just a brief stopping off place. So be grateful to it for what it is and what it's, and that it's going to get you where you want to go.
I hope that helped you, 203.
Can I add?
Yes,
please. I feel like you're going to have a good outcome on what you're doing. You need to pay attention. The power is in you. It's in choice. But it is like I got exactly the same thing. It is going to be changes, but it's choice, and the power is in you. And maybe continue to say the affirmation, God and I are one. God and I are one. I can create what I desire. And I really feel like good things are for you if you can remain in that good space.
Yeah, God is good all the time, and I had to really learn that. I really had to learn that the hard way, but it's really starting to be clear right now. Sometimes some of the worst thing, you know, the things where people would send you cards and little online hugs and stuff because they feel so bad for you, are really some of your best, going to be some of the best days of your life, because it's where you really, really, you know, floor, you know, it's where the real growth spurts take place.
Yeah. I just feel you have the power to just step into it and don't be afraid.
Very good. We hope you, 203. We're going right along, and we're coming up into that part of the night where we've got 347.
Hi.
Hello, we welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. You're on live with Reverend Jay and Amy Kavanaugh. How are you tonight? Do you have a question for the panel?
I'm good. It's Chad again. I don't know if you guys remember.
Wow.
Yeah. Amy, yeah. You just need to call and find out, because we told you about your love life, Chad. I know
yeah.
you. Yeah. That's what
yeah.
you like.
I was just wondering, like, where my career was going to go. Like, what advice do I need, like, to bump my career, or, like, where do you see my career going, something like that. I don't know. A miracle. I'm looking for a miracle, really. Any miracle?
I feel, real quick, I'm going to say, so we can keep this moving along, because yours I picked up on a little quicker, is
yeah.
that you are going to find your career and prosperity, but if you're to get to the prosperity, it's going to involve some volunteer work. So I don't know if there's anything that you can think of where you could do some volunteer work to get some experience, where it's going to set the stage for you to be able to do what you already do at a higher level, get greater satisfaction, and be financially rewarded for it. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm feeling.
Is that like, because I'm trying to do my clothing line. I'm still trying to do the clothing, but if it's just the clothing or the nursing, or
that's what I got. I got that you need to make a commitment. You either got to pick what you want to do, or you. I feel like you're wavering, like in and out, and like kind of like a yo-yo. One minute you're all the way there, and the next minute you're all the way at the top, and you love everything, but you can't make a commitment. And I got something that are you? Do you have kids?
No, but a lot of girls have been saying so.
That you have been known.
Okay, I got something going on with some kids, so maybe it's not you, but Nate,
it's a love life. That's a love life thing. Because somebody said that I was going to meet some girl with a kid or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe
it has to do with pediatric. Maybe it has to do with the pediatrics ward or something. But, yeah, I think that maybe the clothing is going to never give up on your dreams. But I think maybe the volunteer work or something is going to put you with somebody who's going to be able to do some parts of it that you don't really have the interest in Sometimes we lose interest in parts of things that we don't really have competencies in, and the competency should be that you find someone who's good at that. And that's what the new world is kind of going to be like, communities, tribes, where, one person was the medicine man, one person was the chef, find the things that make an inventory, the things that you know that you're good at, and the things where your dreams fall apart because you might not have the right person, and look to bring those people into your life, not necessarily as go out on dates with them, but just live a life that's going to bring those kind of people into your life.
Good. And Chad, I was teasing you. Psychic Jester just likes to give you a bad time. I really do like you, and I knew that you're one of Amy's fans. He called in the other night, and you weren't here, Amy, so he let me do a quick one and then wanted to know where you were. So I was teasing you, Chad, obviously about the children. But thank you for calling in, and, continue to follow.
You see any love life coming? Damn. You see any love life coming soon?
The love is love. Life is love. That's all there is. If you're talking about, I think I know what you're talking about. They're out there. Right now is a horrible time for anybody to be trying to find their, if they want to have a monogamous, happily ever after right here, right now, between now and the end of the year, is no time to be picking mates because everybody is just, so wacky, just trying to keep themselves on the planet.
Call in Romance Angels and ask them to bring the woman of your dreams to you. Angels are there, out there. They're there for our help. They're biblically referenced. God wants us to have the help from the angels. He is, He gave us them to utilize.
Thank you, Chad. We hope you're down there. And we've got another caller on. We're really going through. We've got 2 minutes before our break, and we're going to take a little music break here and give everybody a chance to get a drink of water with our double show. Get ready for our second guest. Chef Chessie is in the house. We're working on getting that set up here to go in a few minutes. And we have a question for you, Reverend Jay, and it is 270. What do you know, 270?
Hi. I wanted to ask about the healing thing. I've been having a lot of problems with my back lately and mood swings and things like that, and I was wanting to see if you all had any advice for that.
What I could do is I could do a really, really quick piece of energy work, but it's going to be dead air, so... what I'll do is I'll have them go on to the next person, and I'll do some energy work on your back. And where is it? Your low back?
It's my upper back, in the neck and shoulder blade area on my right shoulder blade.
No.
I'm like completely locked up on that side.
Okay. I have to be quiet while I do it, so I'll just going to be quiet, and then they can go on to the next caller.
Thank you, Reverend Jerry, for that. We'll go ahead and go on and leave you two to do the healing over here in this group, and me and Amy will do what we do best, and that's talk and be wild. 347, you've been on, and we're going into, hey, 803, what you see, 803?
Oh.
How are you? Hello, you got in.
How are you, Jethro?
I am trying to be good, but just real hard for me, and I don't know why. We're having a crazy fun wild night, and we've got me and Amy Kavanaugh, Reverend Jay, and a person being healed. Can you go ahead and let me know who you are? Your phone is scaring me. It sounds like an extraterrestrial that's very scary.
Oh, you never know. Well, Chelsea told me I had to call you because you spoke with her about me last week when she talked to you.
Oh, yes. You need to talk with her. Amy, you have lost a husband.
My husband and my mom.
Oh, I can feel the other energy here. And I, Amy Kavanaugh is one of our really ones working with it. I really want, and I'm glad we get to talk. I apologize, but there's a lot of energy going on right now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there's crazy. There's like these echoes in the phone, but that has absolutely nothing to do. That's just some other people trying to distract us, or some other energy trying to distract us from helping you. You might have already seen, we're going to start a grief chat. It's going to be next Thursday night at 10 Eastern Standard Time. I think it's going to be here, but I really want the focus to be the chat, not the talk, because I think that way different people can get into different side conversations, and we can all find someone that will help us on our journey. Did they die? How close together did they both die?
My husband passed in February, and my mom was here with me, and she went home, and she passed in June.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot of, so you have the grief that isn't the grief of your husband, and just grieving the loss of a husband or a spouse is so much different than grieving the loss of a parent, and you can't grieve them together, and we always want it like, oh, yeah, I'll just do them together at the same time, like when you go to the grocery store and CVS at the same time. Grief doesn't work that way because it's so personal with respect to each relationship. Really, the thing that I really think is important for you to do with respect to these is separate the feelings, because right now it's just a great big puddle of like a cement, you know, it's just this great big boulder of anguish that doesn't seem like there would be any way to break it down. So you're going to have to break it down by kind of unwinding it. Unwind the two relationships, reascend the next.
What? I'm sorry. I do that, and then I kind of feel like I don't want to forget the other person.
You're not going to forget them. They are always right there. They are always right there. The next thing I would urge you to do, and we'll talk about some specific exercises when we do this grief chat. But they are now multidimensional spirits, and they don't experience things like jealousy or rejection or abandonment, but you're experiencing it on their behalf. So it's a whole, you know, I know it's very, very hard to do. It's very, very hard to do. But first thing you have to understand is that they really are at peace. You know, they might not be resting. I think the rest part of rest and peace might be a little bit of a misnomer, but they are at peace.
I believe. I do know that. I know they're happy. I'm not, you know.
Right, but you will be able to be happy again. You need to redefine. The next step is to go in and really redefine your relationship with each of them, what kind of role they play. And I learned this from Jethro. You know, some spirits are cheerleaders, some are protectors. You know, so you define based on maybe the relationship you had with them on Earth or the relationship you didn't have with them on Earth but always wanted to have, and create that relationship with the spirit.
I had a great relationship with my husband, was my best friend. And
was he like a protector or a cheerleader? He's still your best friend. I mean, he is still your best friend.
You know, he did everything for me. I didn't even pay the bills, and I didn't, you know, I never did it. He did everything. I never worked. I never did nothing. And I kind of like, now I'm just thrown into this, you know, what do? I still have my daughter home, and it's like I've never worked. But, you know, he always wanted me to stay home. I'll take care of you, and he did.
He's still going to take care of you. I know this woman, and I'm not suggesting this, but I know this woman who her husband was a financial provider, and she goes to the casino, and money comes out of the slot machines. I didn't say to go do that. We don't change much when we die. So just trust that if you will, they're already sending signs and trying on their end to redefine the relationship. Because when there's no body, you know, especially with a husband and there's no body, there's like a little bit of a adjustment period. So just work on, don't focus on the loss. There is a loss, but don't focus on the loss. What you need to focus on now is what is still there, and build on what is still there, because then that's going to give you the strength and the direction to go out, whether it is to go get a job or to go find another mate or whatever. You know, so many widows I see, when they go out to date after they've decided that enough time has passed, they will date just at the bottom of the food chain because they want to keep their dead husband on a pedestal, so they wouldn't want to. They still want to love the dead one more, so they go find some unlovable dirt ball to make their lives miserable. So I try to explain to people, it's kind of like sister wives. You know, they don't have to get along. They don't have to be the same. You don't go get a replacement like when you get a flat tire. But you want them to be compatible. You want the relationship to be something that, you know, and this is all, these are the people that you pick, all the choices that you make. But it's a long process. Grief lasts far longer than the sympathy, because we really don't get much sympathy. People are like, yeah, here's some, you know. My favorite part was when my husband died, people sent me a plant. I'm like, wait, this person just died. The only person, you know, just died. What makes you think that I have the skill set to, and I can barely get up off the couch, but now it's supposed to water a plant. Lo and behold, the plant died. I was like, wow, that was really a thoughtful gift. So I could just feel even worse about myself here. But just be gentle and patient with yourself. Find a safe place. And the biggest thing is that you don't have to replace them, that you just have to redefine the relationship. You just have to redefine the relationship. And that's one of the things that they don't tell you, you know, when you go to the grief class, you know, and if something doesn't resonate to you, walk away from it. Do not try to fit your grief into, you know, whether it's a psychiatrist,
I never went to any kind of grief thing, you know.
That there aren't some that are very good, but I feel like, you know, they try to define it, and then suddenly you're on a grief, timetable, and you know there's stages, and then there's also competition. There's competition on two levels. There's competition to stay the most bereaved, because that means it's the one that loved the deceased person the most, and it's just a sacred and private journey that largely you have to do alone, but hopefully you can find other people who are trying to find your way and, you know, share your experience, but don't let anybody invalidate it but basically, you know, we'll talk more because I'm really talked for a long time here, and we'll get into a lot more of this stuff on our Thursday night group. But for right now, just try to redefine each of the relationships as if it was a child who went off to college or just someone who's still a huge part of your life, but you don't see them every day.
I hate to cut you, ladies, right now. And I thank you. We're going to take just a few minutes break to give everyone a chance. We've got a little bit of static and difficulty with the phones. And we're going to play Amazing by our wonderful Raven Jay.
Are we there? I don't hear anything.
Hello, can you guys hear me? Amazing with Reverend Jay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Reverend Jay, it always is amazing when you're on, and we want to thank you. We're going on to our next guest. The person that was on the show who did the calling in with it has assured us that she felt better, but she did blank out. She has wrote me on there. She got kicked off on the phone. She said she was feeling good, and I want to thank you for you come on, you talked, you healed us. You know you're going to have to come back. I am going to take just a minute here, and then we're going to go into Chef Ceci, and we want to thank you, Reverend Jay, and I hope that tonight has made a better place. We will just only have played the song the night like you had asked and requested only during this show. And those of you who, you know, we need to get a hold of Reverend Jay for copyrights or anything, this is his music. And we thank you for giving us your time to do this.
Can I say one thing? I wanted to say one thing about love. And love is the only thing that actually goes on through eternity. And the only time that love ever stops is when you stop caring. So for people that are grieving, I know it's very hard to think, you know, that death is a celebration because they get to go to be with God. They get to be in, walk the streets of gold. They get to, you know, actually have the peace, you know, and tranquility of what we all want. And
exactly.
And if you continue to care, then love is still there. It can even grow. You can grow to love somebody more when they're not in your presence.
Exactly, and we all know that, you know, we enjoy that, and we've all done with the parts that we love with the spiritual, and we thank you, Reverend Jay. We're going to continue with the part of Psychics Gone Wild, as we always do. We're going to be bringing in the next guest and going to the next show. We want to thank each and every one of you for this late night with Amy. You've got Chef Ceci coming up. Grab yourself a little dish of food, but make sure it's healthy, because you know what Chef Ceci does tell you about. Friday, Psychics Gone Wild with Amy Cavanaugh. We're back, and we're on our second half and the last half of the show. That was Steve Mohasey, Du Bois. I love that song. It just feels like Psychics Gone Wild to me. I had someone tell us this week that, as Pamela Cummings said, I'm awake now after hearing our song. So what we're doing is we're welcoming everyone. Amy, we've got your next guest is lined up here and ready to go. And we looked, and she is going to be on. It's looking to see what happened with the energy is Ceci, the chef. Ceci is from Tasty Bites from Heaven. She is also quantum healing, known for her ability to make a diet, a veggie and food that is totally tastes good, is known for also working with other things of working on reduced fats, cancer. She does have a dietary cookbook that she has, and she does a challenge of getting to make them healthy and good for you in a series of her vegan cooking. We are working here on the getting her in. We've got the phone working for the minute. Ceci, say hi before they try to grab you.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We're so glad to have you here.
Oh, wow.
You made it on Gone Wild, you little wild one.
Wow, you should see. I'm at Psychic Gone Wild, and we're at the Conscious Living Expo at the same time.
And Conscious Living is her show that is very phenomenal in Blog Talk. Anyone, as you guys know, I got to be the honorary birthday present and guest on her show, and it was so much fun that at the time I could not believe what else we were having go on there. As we were looking at and working with Ceci, Ceci had a lot of friends and family come on and has helped a lot of people with her dietary. Amy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and I'm so excited that Chef Ceci is on. I don't think you were on the call earlier, but Reverend Jay was talking about the genetically modified seed and his community garden. So I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be good, because then Chef Ceci's going to come on and she's going to tell it. I mean, you know, it's so different. I just love the way each of us has our own personality, and it's really important. Don't try to be someone that you're not going to be very good at it. I think we're seeing that with these political campaigns. You know, people are trying to be, people are trying to people please people, and they're just looking like idiot, you know. So Reverend Jay tells it in this very loving, blissful, you know, God, you know, bringing love. And Chef Ceci, she's going to tell it like it is, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm like, well, you know, some people say that they're doing the, you know, the main reason for the genetically modified seed was to cure famine, while other people think it's to try to kill us and to make a bunch of money. So I love the way everyone has a different, brings their own personal self to the show. And we get to hear so many of these different topics from a different, you know, from a different angle, and they're all speaking the same truth. We just all speak the truth differently. So what are you going to tell us about?
We've got
talking about the seeds.
And looking at the seeds, we've got Chef Ceci is in between. She's doing her show and ours, and right now it looks like they have promptly blogged her. So what she's going to do by being here, she really is a good fan of Amy's and has listened to our show quite a bit. Started out, we talked on her show listening to me, and then later as we've added people through the show, me and Kelly starting this, and then Amy later. Amy, she has a few things that we've gotten down, and I'm going to go on a little bit with it, and then as we get back with her and she does come back on, we're going to go ahead with the guest. We do apologize for Chef Ceci, but she'll be blipping in and out between her show and ours. 225, you're on live on Psychic's Gone Wild with me and Amy.
I want to know if I'm going to be able to sell my house.
Okay. You want to know if you're going to be able to sell your house. And I, Amy, would you help? Can you? I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Well, you can do whatever. I mean, I feel like... you can sell your house. You could walk outside and someone could give you $10 for your house and you could sell your house. What I believe you're really asking is, are you going to be able to, you know, sell your house in a manner that's, you know, going to be acceptable, you know, that's going to be acceptable to you. And I think that you're going to have to I feel like it's not going to go as smooth, because getting Chef Ceci on isn't going smoothly. So if we can't get something like as simple as get Chef Ceci on smoothly, things like selling houses and things like that, those are even more difficult. You know, there's so much complications right now with, so I think you might have to be a little bit creative in the sale of your house. It may be in your best interest to rent it for a while if that's possible. Because I think that if you are, I hear a lot of urgency in your voice with respect to the sale of this house, and I believe that if you do act, you know, with if you don't come to peace with it and you act from this place of urgency that you're in, you're going to misstep, and it's not going, and it's going to
lose something, my dear.
What?
Okay.
Hello, Chef Ceci. We've got you here. We've got a house being going, and
hello,
hello,
hello.
Okay, I got. I'm calling from two places, so I need to know if the phone, the mic is coming on. I'm calling you. Are you calling me from Spike or on the phone?
Yeah, we've got you on Skype, and we've got you, Chef Ceci, being wilder. This is Psychic Jethro and Amy. You are just working out three jobs at one time on Blog Talk, and nobody said it could be done, and Ceci will do it to get people healthy.
Yeah, last week I did half the show from an emergency room. I was like, whatever, you just ground yourself, shield yourself, and go.
And
no big deal.
Chef Ceci, I have this question. How do you make tofu taste good? I worked as a cook. I worked as a chef. I even was put in a kitchen in a university. I could never find something to make that stuff tasty. That is scary. Be honest. Do you like tofu?
I like some brands of tofu, but then again, you know my theory on food that has GMOs, and soy happens to be one of those GMO foods that we've been talking about. Unless you can get it raw, organic, and non-GMO, it's the best, or get it sprouted, or buy it at Trader Joe's, which is, you know, everybody knows as Trader Joe's does with non-GMO food in their stores. You don't have to walk in there. There's a big sign saying their food with Trader Joe's brand on it says non-GMOs. So you know that they have sprouted tofu. Now getting back how to make it taste good, you can take turmeric, you can take cumin, coriander, some olive oil, and press it. First you got to press all the water out. And what you do is you wrap it up in a cheesecloth, and you take a cast iron skillet, and you press it down, and it releases all the water out. At least leave it there for like four hours. And then after that, use the turmeric and the coriander and the cumin and a little bit of like, I use Himalayan sea salt, and then you put it on there and let it soak and absorb in that flavor overnight. And all you have to do is chop it in half and then saute it. Or then you can do it what I do Italian style. Use extra virgin olive oil, garlic, oregano, basil, press it, the same pressing method to get all the water out of it. It down and it becomes dry, and then it absorbs the flavor. And then you can just saute it or fry it. So there's your just two recipes, but they're easy. Or you can basically chop it up and put it in some miso. And the miso is salty that it balanced the tofu.
Oh, excellent idea. And I thank you, Chef Ceci. Everyone knows, and Kelly can testify, other people who've met me on here, Psychic Celeste, Medium Celeste, who I lived with out in Sedona. I'm a very phenomenal cook. I can make a coffee cake that'll put you in the hospital. It is really good. Very rich, very good. I make these kind of foods that are that way. Now I'm learning to do this health side. And I got to tell you, Ceci, it's just a little joke. I had the friend in the first place I ever worked, they had me as a little garnishy chef. They stuck me in there with 3,000 little people that were very hungry, crabby, elderly people who wanted me to make them tofu that was really good. And ask someone who's always worked their life in a very good food. Kelly will tell you, I can cook a prime rib. There's some foods that I make that are just out of this world. Hand me something that doesn't even look like it's even real, and I'm going, what did they do to this, and why did they do it? And it was like the biggest joke we had to this day is a lady came in like you, very nice, good gourmet friend of me and Kelly's. I can't over the radio confidentially say her name. Very spiritual friend, and she just turned around and whipped out her little book, threw this little magical stuff in the thing and stirred it up, and people were going crazy, softening it up with a spoon, and I'm going, oh my, I need to go back. I'm going back to school and I'm learning. And she's like, your gravies, your hamburgers, your, I mean, I make an apple pork chop, which I know you don't like pork chops, but I make things like that. And here I am going, these people are over here eating, and I didn't know, you know, it's like, what is this thing? It was just hilarious.
I have a question. You know, Chef Ceci, you've just, you know, you're so good at that. You know, you're so good at this, and you've made it your life's work. And and then you've gone on to teach other people. But I know I meet a lot of people who get real neurotic about their diets. You know, the diet, there's this, and it's just me, someone who doesn't take food, food's not an important part of my, but I don't treat it sacredly. Maybe I'll deal with that some other day, but today's not my day to deal with it. But I feel like there's some people, I'm around some people who create so much anxiety and negativity about chasing the perfect food. They'd be better off to just smoke a Marlboro and have a McDonald's hamburger and call it a day. So I just was wondering if you could speak to, you know, making this into, you know, because you just do it with such, some people just, they just don't do it from a place of love and abundance. They're like, I know this food is full of chemical, you know, and it comes from such a place of negativity. So
right.
I think you kind of got my, if you could just speak to that a little bit, I think that would be interesting.
Okay. Well, basically, I basically tell people, like we talked about the pig, and you heard me, Amy, when I tell Cho Jethro where the pig actually, how the pig was made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if listeners know, we said that the pig was basically derived just basically to eat corpses and bodies since the 1800s and beyond. They were just made to eat everything from fecal matter to the bodies. They were just scavengers, and that's what they wanted them for. They were not really made for man to eat, and then man decided they wanted to eat them, just like the chicken. And the thing is, how you do is relate. How would you feel if your dog or your cat was killed? And in some cultures and countries, that is feasible. They do kill cats, dogs, rats, and eat them as a protein, where we have here a little bit more compassion, I would like to think. But as long as you hide what we do with the animals, we're good at. So I come from that point of view of just thinking what it does to your body. If it's not made to be eaten, why put it in your body? Your body is handling such a loving event with love and the vibration, and because we're loving energy, so we want to put loving energy back into this body. Of
so, how do you know? I mean, it all makes perfectly good sense. And when you think about it, like when you think of everything as part that you're not the center of the universe, and that you're part of something, and if you're working better, the things around you will work better, like the parts of a car. I just, I guess it's like, how do you get the, you know, I just know that there's a lot of people who get, you know, they just, I guess it's the same thing with everything. I guess I really even know the answer to the question. You know, same thing with money, abundance of food. You just want all of these things that, we have so much issues and judgment and stuff tied up in to, you know, we just need to all to treat it all as being sacred,
right?
Including our bodies.
Right.
And if we treat it all as sacred, but I know, you know, I'm sure you have, you know, especially in the line of work you're in, I'm sure all of our listeners have been around someone who's like, is there chicken stock in that, you know, as if, you know, and, you know, if you want, we are powerful enough that if you truly believe that there is chicken stock in that vegetarian soup, the universe will put it in there for you.
Okay.
So I think I am answering my own question, but it's really that we do this out of love. These aren't like,
right.
You know, rigidosity gets us nowhere, whether it's religious
sure.
rigidosity, whether it's rigidosity about any other thoughts about money or about food. So I think that the lesson and, you know, what you bring, which was just so beautiful the way you told it the last time, is you just do it all as being part of something bigger. It's not like,
right.
Oh, I'm a vegetarian now, and you go get
right.
the vegetarian bumper sticker and And you bring your own bags to the grocery store, and it's like, yep, that's what I am now. And then all of a sudden they find you in the corner 2 o'clock in the morning at McDonald's because you're not a vegetarian. You're just a poser. So you do it because God is watching us.
Because I tickled Donald's back.
Oh, this is so cute. I understand, because my thing is, I think of our body as a temple, and because our body is sacred, we want to keep it that way. And I'm not saying everybody has to go that, but think about the thing. If you're not even thinking about, like I said, not everybody can give up meat, and I don't expect everybody to give up meat, and I don't expect everybody to give up dairy. But if you can just make one little change, you help the environment one little bit, you know, more to a vibration of higher love and energy. That's my feeling. So why?
Right, and I hope I thought you were coming off that way. It was just, you were just such a breath of fresh air about it. And it's really the same mentality that we can take over to other things that we have in our life, like money and relationships and everything, that you just do it from as if, you know, we are part of something, we're part of something bigger. Because I think I told on the last show, and I don't know if some of the people are probably the same, but I went to a session a couple weeks ago. And we were talking about transitioning over to the other side. And I guess carrots and trees have a way harder time dying than a cow does. So, you know, but that's not... and the big joke was like, oh, those vegetarians must feel silly now. But the point is, we do everything. It's not about vegetable or eating pine trees like we're talking about in the chat room and things like that. It's like eating what's best for us, because what's best for us is best for the universe.
And I'd like to ask you before we're running on time, Chessie, we would like you to come back in November, close to my birthday next month. We're going to be doing a show on psychic foods, and I want to go through what you eat to bring money, what you do.
Oh.
Like, we have a magic cake. We put in things like cinnamon and nutmeg to bring money. I've had people tease me about some of these recipes. We're going to be giving a few of those away that day. We're going to be teasing about some of our magic food that we used to eat, that, like I say, the money cake. We're also going to be doing, you know, we had a big joke that, what do you do with that meatloaf that's looking back at you? Quit throwing the eggs in until you mix them up, guys. If they're looking back, there's something wrong. We have a tease you.
Right.
So we want you to come back with us, Chef Ceci, and we've got with him. We've got 6 minutes of the show. We are going to turn around and let in one of our followers who's been on since the whole started, Jane. I thank you for being so patient. You've been in here with us all through an hour and a half of insanity. Are you still in there? Jane? Jane,
hello?
Hello, Jane.
She's gone. Jane?
I think Jane has just went off with Tarzan. We're going to let her go there, and I'm sorry, we're going to miss you, but we were really hoping to catch you. We have a lot of things going on, and I know those of you who've come in, it is wild, and that's part of why it's wild. If it was just, let's give you a reading, it would be called, Psyches, let's just give you a reading. If it was... Jethro brings in all the wild ones. That's what it is. Jethro brings in Gone Wild. We have new shows all this week. I've got to let everybody know. Amy is stronger than ever every Friday. We've got her. We're going to be working with Amy on a special, trying to get her back on a Wednesday night. We've had a lot of requests. We're going to be doing, as we talk, the grief group. We've also got a lot of callers that got dropped tonight. We're sorry. 773-897-6461 was not fun, because what it did was it took a lot of calls tonight to get through. We love you, Chef Ceci. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you before they tell us night-night.
Well, they can get a hold of me by calling, going to the website, thefoodalchemist.us, or Veggies Become You, which is, let me spell The Food Alchemist, is thealchemist.us, and they can get a hold of me through the contact, or they can call 951-210-3554, because 480-232-9930 is not working. I am right now in another part of the conscious community. I'm at the Conscious Living Expo, so if they want to see me, they can actually see me in L.A. today, here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if they want to see me, they can run right down and just get their tickets and see me and say hello and stop. That's where they can see me. Living Life. It's Conscious Life Expo.
That is so great. Chessy, we know you've got to go back to your show. Everybody go right over to the show and follow Chessy to her show. It's a riot. Bring your all of your accessories because you're going to need them over there. She's just wild. So thank you and have a good night, Chessy.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bless everybody. Sorry about the mix up.
Have a great show. Thanks for coming on.
We love it. Amy asked for it. Amy got it. She got Ceci to
now
come
we're
in.
Echoes. You're getting echoes. I didn't ask for echoes.
Jane, can you hear us?
Yeah.
You're really good with what you're doing. Yeah. An echo.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I have a question.
Yes.
Yes.
So what do you see coming up in the near future? For me.
Amy?
I'm pulling it in. I was still winding down from the Chef Ceci excitement.
I just thought
no,
they grabbed
you. It's hard to say this because I see this for everybody right now. Between now and the end of the year, things are going to be very unpredictable. Things are going to be very unpredictable. So I really feel like the thing that's most important to you, you're going to have to sort of have some tunnel vision about for right now. Maybe let some other things go by the wayside. Or cut off what you have planned till the end of this year and the end of all this cycle. And the echo is bad, but maybe it stopped now.
No. I hear you clearly. You're not echoing.
Okay, because everyone in the chat room is saying that it's echoing. Okay. So, yeah, I feel that a lot of people are going to be, and you, I sense it in your voice that people are a little disappointed right now because they don't feel like they can manifest what they want.
It's very, and I do think with you, Jane, it's going to happen also. I agree very much with that. I do feel that they're also giving you some other signs with the guides, and what they're telling me with you, Jane, is as things are starting to really go through, and I'm glad the mothership has come off of our head because it's a little freaky, but what's also happening as we're going in with it is that it's going to be, I see a money. I'm seeing some financial with you that's coming from some outside area.
So money is coming in, is what you're saying?
I am saying that. And we've got about 2 minutes with the show here. We're going to thank everybody we've got. And we're also looking here, Jane, as I'm looking here for you on the other part, I'm also seeing that you have some move coming. There's something here about some move. We are having really the most intense phone there. Amy, can you hear me? Are you still here?
I hear you. But people say when they hear me, they hear echo. They hear me repeating myself, but I repeat myself anyway, so I'm afraid to talk.
Don't be afraid, Jane. We're trying to help you, and I think that we need to have you tune in tomorrow night. We've got Saturday night, and we're doing more readings. Tonight was a talk show, and I thank you, Jane, for calling in. I know that this has been really intense the last 2 minutes of the show, and we're trying to help. We both are getting stuff with you, but obviously there's also some other energy happening here. You said she's fine. Jane can hear us perfectly. Everybody else is going with. I can also tell as I'm going through the energy that there is another strength there.
I think there might be some outside angels or something coming in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel that.
Put your focus on them. I felt like there was, put your focus and your trust on them, even if it looks like you're maybe neglecting other aspects of your life, was sort of what I'm going on. But I'm hearing myself, so let's just, I'm going to send what I want to say to you into the energy because I can't listen to my voice 5 times over.
And it's okay. We've got 90 seconds left. I want to welcome everyone. And those of you who are in the chat room tonight, you've gotten to have our poetress in there, Jan, Drake, Baki. And you've also got our featured artist on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Look in. One of the best compliments we've had this week was someone said, looking at the people on Psychics Gone Wild was like looking at the movie stars going down Hollywood Strip. That made me feel very good. And actually, the credit goes to Kay Smith. She did all the work in there. Very phenomenal, gifted person. Working with all of us to put our pages together. Give us your comments in there. I will be sending the subscriptions on to whoever you have. We are so grateful. And Linda Jolly Richards will be our artist that we're going to feature in there. Those of you know my sister who's been on the show and does spot occasionally with us. And we'll be talking about and looking at some of her artwork. We're also looking at some other featured people that we have. And please, you know, continue to push that right button. Follow us. We welcome you. If you get a chance, tip your staff by going to the site and get yourself a reading or a little bit of a mini book. Get some coffee. Call
or some
Kelly.
Of Kelly's coffee. I'm now. I just got booted out of the chat room, but Kelly's coffee and her birth card readings. And don't forget, we are going to Jane saying that her ex-mother-in-law just passed, and maybe she's creating difficulties. That certainly